Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. I'll have to be honest with you, I had no idea that how many times you blink is something that may indicate whether or not you could have biological complications as a result. But our next guest knew, and his company has since created the world's first FDA-cleared medical device for the assessment of the blink reflex. Ryan Fiorini is founder of Blink TBI, the winner of the 2020 Innovation Technology Development Award, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
Congratulations on this award.
Yeah, it's been really a surprise for us. There was some really good competition. We were really honored to win the Innovation Award.
So tell us how all of this got started researching blinking.
So a few years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago, a physician and researcher, she was seeing some patients in the ER that she thought that their blink looked a little different when they'd come in with head injuries, whether it was a trauma or a car accident or a sports injury. And she thought that their blink looked different. And so she met with an engineer at MUSC and made a prototype of a way to be able to test the blink reflex. And I worked for MUSC at the tech transfer office for many years. My business partner and I followed it for a few years as MUSC moved it forward and seeing where they went with it, with their research. We became really excited about it and knew that we could help make this from a research device to a commercial entity.
Walk us through that process then of taking it from the laboratory to the factory.
Really, the first thing we needed to do was we needed to make the device portable. So we went to a design firm, and they specialize in medical devices, and they were able to get it down from this huge 100-pound cart to about a 4.5-pound device that just sits on a tripod. It's a very simple system. Yeah. So inside our brain, we have really one nerve that goes from the eye to the back of the brainstem and then back to the eye to cause it to close. This test has been done for decades. A physician would take a Q-tip and they'd pull off a few little strands and they'd just touch the person's eyelashes and they'd watch to see how long they blink. They're able to look at very gross changes, where now with this machine, we're able to look at millisecond changes.
The medical community then was already aware of the significance of the blink reflex. They just weren't able to measure it accurately enough to be able to determine what might be causing some irregular blink reflexes?
Yeah. So what we've done is in the last 3 years, we've used it to look at concussions. And then most recently, we've started looking at other central nervous system diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, migraines, depression.
And so this is providing a more cost-efficient, maybe early awareness of some specific diseases or injuries that might otherwise take a while and cost more to figure out?
That's one of the ways. So if you could tell that somebody needs treatment early for Parkinson's or Alzheimer's, that would be, you know, great to be able to get somebody on those drugs. The other thing that has happened is drug companies have a lot of these drug candidates, but they weren't able to move them all the way out to market, oftentimes because they don't have a way to test accurately. You know, some of these drug candidates might be able to come off the shelf and help people.
So do you foresee this possibly becoming standard equipment in a doctor's office for someone coming in for their annual physical?
That's exactly why we're working on getting the device even smaller. Our new one, which is the headset model, will be coming out in hopefully less than a year. That one really will be more fitted for doctor's offices, about the size of a virtual reality headset. The newest device we're expecting to have produced by the end of this year, and hopefully through all the testing. The regulatory will be a lot easier because we have gone through it before and we kind of know what to expect. We foresee this coming out by the end of this year.
Well, Ryan, once again, congratulations on that award, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike.
Ryan Fiorini is founder of Blink TBI, the winner of the 2020 Innovision Technology Development Award. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear the show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.